Okay, how is sound? Am I clear? Okay, good. Well, it is good to just sit down and be with you all. It's been, I'm still in Boston. And I got my negative COVID test result back this afternoon, so I am heading for the border tomorrow. Jean is doing really well here, and it looks like they'll let me through, so I will be off. And I still will be in touch with you all, and I will be in quarantine for 2 weeks, so there will be lots of time to do work in the room. Let me know if you want to talk. And in the meantime, here we are. I have no bells. So we will... I bet somebody has a bell next to them.
I have a bell, but I have to get it.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Well, if it's far away, don't worry.
Yeah, it's a minute. It's a gong. Yeah. Just be right back.
Okay. And so I hope that you all saw what we're doing, and if you didn't, it doesn't matter because we'll just be doing it. And just a reminder before we go into meditation that you don't have to be on an email list, but if you would like to receive notes that I send out during the week in between sessions, just shoot me a little email and I'll make sure that you will get them. So I thought that I would talk a wee bit about how I'm thinking about koans right now. And then we'll sit a little bit and I'll drop in some of the words from what I sent you. And I want to kind of invite us to play with them in a couple of particular ways. And then there will be a good amount of time for conversation. So we talk a fair bit about koans. We talk about them in several different ways. And one thing that I'm quite interested in right now is looking at our koan meditation, our koan practice, both the kind of, well, three kinds, really. The kind of koan practice that just happens within you when you encounter a koan and you go about your business and all of a sudden it's there, you know, it pops up or it won't leave you alone, you know, it becomes an earbud or, you know, that kind of accidental transmission, really. Where the koan just arrives uninvited in a way, and you find yourself saying, "Welcome. Who are you? What's up? what do you want with me?" That kind. And then there is the quite intentional way that we acceptant and carry and respond to the gift of cons within our tradition. Cons as a, you know, methodless methodology. Which is, in a way, not to blindly accept, but to gratefully explore the experience and the wisdom that has come down to us through the lives of many, many people in different countries, in different times, different genders, different social strata, who have found this way of encountering other and themselves so powerful that it became the family jewels in a way. It became the treasure to hold and to pass along generation to generation. And just all just exactly as flawed as we are, just exactly stumbling through their lives just as we are. And for love, I would have to say, holding, even when they, you know, held it badly, you know, even when we and the kinds of mistakes, the cons are still transformative. They're still powerful. They seem to have a life of their own. Maybe they're just using all of us flawed vehicles to reproduce themselves. We're just hosts. We're just come on hosts. And I'm glad to be in my case. So when we take them up that way as an exploration of the gift of our ancestors, there is a particular kind of power in that because we surrender to them. You know, we can rail against them. We can say, what is this shit? You know, what are they trying to do to me? Are they trying to make me feel stupid? Are they trying to break my spirit? Are they trying to hoodwink me somehow? Am I buying into a cult here? What are these claims? Because the cons make claims, big time claims. Not you'll sleep a little better at night, not your blood pressure will go down, but more like your life will be lit from inside. Something old will die and something new will happen. You'll meet your life so intimately face to face that anything that happens will be alive for you. We take them in that spirit. That's brave because, you know, you could be fooling yourself. And then the third thing that we do, and, you know, obviously there are more, I'm just thinking of three at the moment. The third thing I'm thinking of is the way we take up cons in community, so that they become not only infinitely richer by the gifts of all of our different experiences with them, our different intelligences, our different heart minds, and our different lives. Our different makeups. So they become alive in a different way, as we've noticed, when we take them up together like this. But they also become a shared language for us. And this morning there was a conversation about transmission, and people, a few people told stories about their own experiences. And one thing that I recognized as I was listening and thinking about my own experience in life that brought me to this tradition, what I noticed was that the mystery, this is a mystery school, and the connection to mystery was very strong in me from the way beginning, from the get-go, you know, from the time that my mother found me in the guest room with my little brother, having lit a candle on the table and doing a procession, solemn procession around the table. You know, there was the trips to cathedrals in Europe where everybody else took the tour, and I just sat on the pews and was overwhelmed by the beauty, and then just rocks and clouds and everybody, you know. And the family dog. And so that connection to the mystery was easy. And I think it is for many of us, because it is us, right? It is so naturally us. But it was lonely. It was really lonely. And there were, you know, wonderful influences and people throughout my childhood and early adulthood, but there was some part of me that was connected to what was unspeakable for me, although I wrote really bad poems about it. When I fell into Kokoan Zen and found this whole room full of people who not only had that connection and had some way of being in the presence of it together, and also all those ancestors behind and the determination to carry this, the love of it, that was the call. That was the moment of, okay, I think I'm in. And I had not belonged to anything before. I wasn't a belonging kind of a girl. And it was the koan way. It was the way the koans shelter us, give us a language for that which we can't really very well speak anywhere else. Although we get more able to speak not as a foreign language, but to just speak in plain language because of being able to do this together. Okay, so that's my rant about that. But then I want to say a little bit more about koans. I want to talk a little bit about how I see the functioning of koans. So one of the functions of koans, and this kind of, I think, is going to overlap with what I've been talking about, but one of the functions, and of course, you know, it's sort of like, well, wash my mouth out with soap, because if you think of cons are wild, and if you think of them as being as having functions in a way that's like a betrayal or something, but they do, you know, they do function, they do something. So I decided, what the hey, I'm going to talk about their functions. So one of the functions of cons is transmission, is exactly that, that they offer you the experience that somebody is spilling their guts to evoke for you, to help you have. And from that perspective, all that they ask is that you open yourself to it. And there's something haunting, but also exciting about that offer. Allow yourself to be changed by this, and it's here for you. Another function of cons, as I experience them, is just gift. You know, the con, you meet the con as it arrives, and you may not unwrap it right away, or you may find it not unwrappable, but it's handed to you. And just that. It's a gift. And that's its job, is to be a gift. And then another function of cons, as I understand them, is to help you explore the territory of mind, of your heart mind, and of your body for that matter, because that's where they land. The women and men who developed the art of this kind of transmission over time were really intent on helping you explore the territory of mind. Because where else are you going to do that? Well, in a way, you're doing it in everything that you do. You really, as you go through a life, you're exploring the territory of your mind, because what other territory is there? But on the other hand, to be able to explore, not by analysis, but by experience, the territory of your own mind, is something that is rare, because most people are busy trying to stay alive. And a certain amount of safety and encouragement helps. So another function of cons is to help you explore the territory of mind. And then I think a lot of times people think that the cons leave you there, that they don't take part in integrating what you experience. But I don't find that true. And I'd like to explore that with you as we go along. Is it some other sort of external step to integrate your awakening, or is it also, if you let it be, you know, part of this process itself? And then lastly, I think a function of the cons is to be company, is to join you, is to be somebody else who says, yeah, it's like that for me. Is it like that for you too? And there's a, a beauty in that. So those are the thoughts that have been up for me about these cons. And so I hope that you can feel, as a sort of corollary to this, that that what we get to do together is to see what happens, right? To invite a con or two or three, and really be deeply curious about what happens with it. So if we're focused on trying to solve it or trying to, you know, figure out something brilliant about it or even to benefit from it, any kind of trying that we're doing, I think, is too much work. And I don't think we have to do it. I think that we get to receive the gift and mess with it, you know, like when a little kid gets a toy, you know, I think usually their first thought is not, how can I be good at this? I think their first thought really is, what does this do? And we get to receive the gift that way. What happens if I poke it? What happens if I drop it? What happens if I carry it around in my back pocket? Let me make sure. No more beeps. Okay. So I guess I'm curious about, before we drop into meditation with our palm and our cons, I'd like to take a few minutes to see if any of you want to say anything about that, about what I've been talking about. I could hear myself seeming a little general, surprise, surprise, but let's see whether anything has come up for you before we go on. So just, we're all on one page here, so you can just speak up. Wanda.